The governor says schools will be permitted to fully or partially reopen in a region of the state if that region is in phase four of reopening and the rate of COVID-19 infection is no higher than 5% for a 14-day period. Cuomo contrasted his rules to those of President Trump. Trump is urging schools to reopen regardless of virus numbers.
If you have the virus under control, reopen. If you don't have the virus under control, then you can't reopen. Right? We're not going to use our children as the litmus test, and we're not going to put our children in a place where their health is endangered. It's that simple.
The governor will make his final decision during the first week of August, but he says if the virus rate goes up before the planned September openings, then the reopen authorization will be rescinded. And he says schools will close at any time if the regional infection rate is greater than 9% over a 7-day average. The governor's guidelines come on the same day that the Board of Regents, which sets education policy for New York, issued its own guidance for schools to reopen. The regents' criteria includes a mandatory mask requirement for all students, teachers, and other staff, daily health check of the students and teachers, cleaning and disinfecting protocols, and how to safely help children and adults who may fall ill during the school day. The guidance also includes improving ventilation and air filtration systems, protocols for safely busing children back and forth from school, and how to ensure that students receive adequate meals without necessarily congregating in a school cafeteria. The report will be sent to the state's over 700 school districts to help them submit their own individual plans for full or partial reopening in September. Some regents expressed concern over keeping track of some students who are partially or fully learning remotely so that they do not fall through the cracks. Regent Judith Chin, who is from Queens, says there have been reports of chronic absenteeism among some students in New York City's 2020 remote summer school program.
These are the ones that I'm most concerned about because they're lost in the system, and the implications are tremendous for these students.
Regent Frances Wills, who lives in the Hudson Valley, says the guidance does not address one very important component, adequate child care for students who may be attending school just 2 or 3 days each week. She says she knows the regents don't have control over that, but it will greatly affect working parents and teachers with children.
I know that this is almost impossible for us to manage, but if there could be some way that we could connect with parents and connect with childcare services so that we support parents in this effort in some way, and teachers as well, who in a hybrid situation are going to find this matter to be almost intractable.
The recommendations from the governor and the education department comes as a new poll finds New Yorkers are cautiously optimistic about school reopenings this fall. Siena College Research Institute director Don Levy says 46% believe it is somewhat likely that schools will be open, but just 18% are confident that it is very likely that schools will open their doors in September.
There's a hopefulness that we're going to have schools open, but really, we only have 1 out of 5 that think it is very likely to happen.
Nearly 2/3 of those asked believe New York has not yet seen the end of the virus and that the worst is yet to come. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.